All right, hey everybody. Welcome back to the Irregular Search for Truth. My name is Scott.
My name is Sachin.
And here we go. Sachin, what do you got for us to begin with this week?
That's a lot of pressure right away.
Well, you know, this is the beginning. We got to start with something.
Okay. Well, we'll throw it back to you. How was your week?
touche. My week has gone quickly. It was good. I did some work. I applied for a job. I goofed around and generally, oh, well, you know what I did last weekend? I went to a wedding down in San Luis Obispo.
Oh, how was that?
It was good. It was fun. A lot of people, friends from college, and just a really pretty location. And San Luis Obispo is a very nice town. I recommend visiting there at some point.
I've been there.
Oh, yeah.
My uncle lives down there.
Oh, right on. Yeah. What's he do there?
He's a doctor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, I actually haven't been to San Luis Obispo, but just a little bit north of there. Whatever.
Atascadero?
Exactly.
Paso Robles?
Exactly. That area. And then I've been to, like, Morro Beach and all those places.
Right on. I have an aunt who lives in Paso Robles. You can always tell the outsiders because they'll say Paso Robles, which is much more correct.
Exactly.
But to the locals, it's Paso Robles.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Well, I know I can kind of commiserate with you about sitting around. Like, it's funny because, like, sitting around, like, all I want to do is sit around. Like, you know, like, when I have work to do, like, all I want to do is just sit around and do nothing. But, like, this week, it was, like, kind of, like, a bummer because, well, actually, last week, I got a virus on my computer at work. And it was
what
just,
did it do to your computer?
It just completely destroyed it. I don't even know. Like, I first of all, I had, like, this sort of, like I'm an engineer. I would never get a virus. Like, that's not possible.
Right.
You know, I was like, whatever, at my computer. And, like, of course, I happen to be on the internet, you know, like on the web or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, this window just, like, pops up, a command window, and just starts running, like, scripts and stuff. And I'm like, oh, no. And I started clicking and closing everything, close. But by then, it was too late. And then it just kind of taken over. And it started installing, like, weird, like, I don't even know what happened. Like, the windows kind of changed, like, fonts and stuff like that.
Oh, weird.
And then, like, there was all of a sudden there was a new icon on my desktop for, like, Internet Explorer. And, like, you know how sometimes you don't have the Internet Explorer thing on?
On well, your I don't know, desktop,
if you have,
right,
if you have Windows,
right,
whatever.
Right.
I delete it right away. But, like, it came right back. And then it came up with, like, a, do you want to install, like, Microsoft television and radio support? I'm like, what are you talking about? How did that happen? How did that even happen? And it's like, I know that wasn't a Microsoft virus. Like, at least, like, I mean, one can assume, right? And then I was like, oh, no. And then I went on the internet right away, and I looked up some stuff. Like, oh, how can I fix this?
And like, oh, so you could still get on the internet.
Yeah, but it was just acting really weird.
Okay.
You know, but I knew something had happened.
Yeah.
And then I went on there, and then they're like, oh, I've seen this, do this, this, and this. And it was like all this crazy stuff. Like, I was like, I just can't. Okay, I'll just go delete these files and see what happens. And, like, I deleted these files in the temporary directory, and nothing happened. Like, it didn't really get any better. So, like, I was like, all right, this is beyond my ability. You know, so I went straight up to my IT department. I was like, I just got a virus. You guys need to, like, I don't know what to do, but I just got a virus. I'm letting you know. They're like, okay, well, go and clear the internet cache in your browser and then restart it. And then we'll get back to you. I'm like, okay, is that really going to work? Like, I don't think so, but all right, fine, whatever. So, but luckily the rest of the day, like, it actually seemed to, okay, his advice seemed to work because I'm like, the computer kind of worked, you know,
okay.
Like, I was able to do a full day's worth of work. And then the next day I come in and it was just like, I turn my computer on and, no, okay, first of all, I left my computer on overnight because I thought, like, maybe the IT guys would come after I left.
Oh, that's a bad idea.
So I came back in the next day. The next morning, my CD drive was just zzzz, like no CD in there, just spinning.
Whoa.
Just spinning. And I was like, oh, that's bad. And then I turn my computer off and turn it back on again. And then it loads up. And then 20 seconds later, it just shuts down.
Oh, man.
And then it starts up again. And then 20 seconds later, it shuts down. And I'm like, oh, God.
It, like, just burned everything.
Yeah, I mean, you can't even, like, there was no, you couldn't even, like, tell what to stop, you know, like, 20 seconds, what can you do in 20 seconds? I was like, maybe in 20 seconds I'll save my data. But I couldn't even like open anything in 20 seconds, you know? Like it was going so slow and acting really weird. So then I went up straight upstairs and like, they're like, oh, you a virus? Oh, did you enter a ticket? You know, like, did you tell us about it? I'm like, yeah, I told you yesterday. Like, oh, what time? Like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock? No, like 10 o'clock in the morning. You know, like, they're like, oh, so is it like your computer like not working very well? I'm like, no, it doesn't work at all. Like, I can't do anything. I'm like, oh no,
it's actually on fire now. That's,
yeah. And they had like statuses. They had like, you know, minor annoyance, like severe, and then it's like work stoppage. And like, if you're at work stoppage, that's like priority number one. So I was like priority number one. So then they're like, okay, we'll send somebody up right away. And then he's like, came up, and I'm like, all right, somebody's looking at my computer. And he's like, yeah, your computer's gone. I'm like, oh no. So I basically just sat around for 2 days at work, not doing, I mean, like, you know, when you're an engineer, it's like all you do is on the computer. It's weird.
Because they like, don't have any like backup computers for you?
So. No, because there's all, you know, it's like the special rig out, you know? It's kind of like,
the, how you say rig out.
Did you ever see, there was an episode of the Flintstones where Fred Flintstone, you know, like he's always showing up late and like, you know, being a jerk and stuff like that, right? He was Fred Flintstone, right? So one day, I guess like Mr. Slate was really upset with him and like, I guess he got fired or he like quit or something like that. But he had like configured his Brontosaurus in such a way that nobody could use it. Like, I don't know if it's intentionally or not, but like, I guess he was like the best guy out there, like doing
right, all the stone rock work. Lifting.
Yeah, the rock lifting, right? And like, so they're like, oh, Mr. Slate, like, what are we going to do? We can't get the Brontosaurus to work or whatever it was, you know? And they're like, oh, I guess we'll have to call Fred, you know? And like, Fred came back and like, you know, he was the only one who could do it. I had like this special equipment on my computer, special hardware, special software. I mean, and it's like, yeah, I mean, I guess I could get a new computer and do that, but that would take me like 3 days to set that stuff up.
Mm. When, but it's in like, the meantime, you've blown 2 days doing nothing.
That's the thing, right? It's like, I was like, this is awful. Because I'm just sitting here like, you know, I was reading all these like magazines, like all these like really lame engineering magazines, you know, and like updating like really lame documents that were like, you know, just like, oh, this is so boring. I really wish I could do work, you know, and it's just so weird because you spent all this time wishing you could just sit around and not do work. And now...
Well, I kind of wish that I could do some work.
Well, that's the thing. That's what I'm saying, you know?
That sucks. I had some computer trouble today. I was thinking today that, or are you, do you want to continue about your virus? Here's the thing. If something pops up on my computer screen and starts like, and like just code starts spitting out lines, I just pull the plug.
Yeah.
That's just it. Like pull out the internet, pull the power cord, turn it back on later, you know? Like,
yeah.
Certainly don't leave it in or leave it on overnight.
Yeah, I mean, it's a valid point. I don't know. I don't really know what I should have done. I think at that point it was like, it was gone anyway. It's like, yeah. I think damage was done. It's hard to say what I should have done. But it just kind of made me mad.
Were you just surfing, like, surfing the web?
Yeah, you know, but I don't think that's what it was. Because, you know, normally you get a virus when you're like, when you download some mail attachments.
Right, yeah.
Or you like, you open some attachment that you shouldn't have, or you run some weird file. You know, I didn't do any. I was just sitting there, like, you know, innocently surfing the internet. You know, just innocently not working.
Huh. Well, so, a productive week for Sachin then.
Right. It was so. It was like kind of like a bummer because that happened last week, and this week I was just like trying to get my computer right back up to where it used to be, installing all the software and getting all these crazy drivers and all that stuff going and. Yeah, I didn't get a ton done. It was kind of annoying.
Mm.
So I'm kind of like...
But is it the same machine you're using now?
No, they had to like replace it with a new computer.
Well, can't they just wipe the whole memory? And...
Yeah, they can. And that was the thing. They eventually just did that. Okay. You know, because he tried to fix it for like 2 days. And then it's like, all right, I can't do this. So you just give me a new computer.
Yeah.
And then he had to transfer all my data
over. That one goes back to the garage.
Yeah, I guess.
It's like for the new engineering.
Yeah.
We'll wipe that. Install Linux or Windows and let him start over.
Yeah, something like that. So I just put it made me mad. It's like, who wrote this virus? You know, like, what a jerk. You know, like, what a meanie.
I don't know why you would do something.
I
mean,
it's like, I could imagine myself, like, in college doing that and, like, thinking it was really funny that I took down, like, the corporate man, you know, or whatever. And, like, I am a total, like, guy who works at a multinational corporation, you know, and I...
Oh, yeah, you are, man.
I've only worked at multinational corporations.
Well done, virus maker. Your mission is accomplished.
But this guy did... I mean, he, like... like literally tens of thousands of dollars were just completely like blown. Like, I mean, I'm not like, that's not how much I make, you know, but like I make, you know, whatever I make amount, I make engineering amount of money, but then it's like the productivity that I lost, the productivity of the IT guy who had to fix my computer, the productivity of like my entire group, because I couldn't help anybody out. Like, we had to like buy all these different parts to get a new computer working and all that stuff. It was crazy. You know, like, that guy definitely lost us some money.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't know.
One step closer to anarchy.
And just, woo! Well, that's the thing, right? The internet is like the Wild Wild West. You know, it's just like, you never know what's going to happen. Just imagine if that happened to my, like, mom or, like, somebody who wasn't familiar with the computer.
Yeah.
You know, or, like, an person who wasn't an engineer and didn't know how to fix, like, what would you do? If your computer just, you turn it on for 20 seconds and it's shut down.
Hmm.
You're done. You're done. You know, it's like, maybe you have the operating system sitting around, maybe you don't. Because usually it comes in, you know, it's, like, already preloaded on your computer and you don't even know what to do. You don't know how to, like, replace hard drives and all that stuff. It's bad news. Just makes me mad.
Yeah, that was a bummer. I got today. I turned on my computer, and about like 20 minutes into using it, the screen kind of has a little glitch in it, and now there's a bright blue line about the width of a thread just coming down the side of the screen, and like about, I would say like 3 inches into the side of the screen, and like I'm one of these guys who doesn't. You know, I have a Macintosh, so I don't replace the hard drive or anything like that, right. You know? And it just made me, I was like, oh, like, what do I use my computer for? I don't have a TV, so I watch movies on it. And other than that, I use it to write and do email, and that's about it, you know?
Right, right.
But, like, watching, that's where I watch movies.
Yeah.
And now I have a blue line in the middle of everything. I'm like, that's just annoying. And it's not, I mean, it's clearly not a virus. It's like, the screen just has and it's like, to fix that, you'd probably need to get a new screen.
Yeah.
And on something like a Macintosh, it's like, you just need to get a new computer.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I'm certainly not going to do that.
Right.
I'm just going to have a kind of crappy screen for the rest of the life of computer.
You're like me. I drive around and my car has a huge crack across the windshield. And I'm just like, I don't care. It's not going through all the way. And my windshield is not broken. My car works. I'm driving around a crack in my window.
Yeah, except I'm kind of annoyed about that. I mean, like, yeah, I wouldn't, you know, I could see how, you know, if I had a car and a windshield in that car and a crack in that windshield, I'd probably be like, whatever. Because, I don't care that much about that. But this, it's like, I enjoy my computer.
Right.
But I don't enjoy it as much when there is a big blue line. I guess not a big blue line, but an annoying blue line.
Yeah, yeah, very thin. Thin blue line.
A thin blue line. That's like a police show.
Yeah, and you could like read poetry during it, and it'd be really long. Kind of like a thin red line. Boop!